This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Marcos Pizza, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Oh, hitting that. Well, if you do that, OPP, and you're not down with it. But if you don't, here's your membership. Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with OPP.
Yeah.
And gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this glorious, absolutely beautiful Wednesday afternoon, live and in full effect, panel discussion day here. Glad to be with you. It's going to be you and I today. Talk to me. Face to face, eye to eye, we're going to have this kind of a conversation. I don't know whether or not you are down with OPP. And whether or not that comes out of the coffers of the government, talk to me. Let's just talk about this thing. We have a good conversation today, live and in full effect. I want to be able to do that with you guys. The lines are going to be open today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. I want to be able to talk with you today. I'm glad to be able to be here. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Check that thing out today. The Prime Minister has requested Petty's resignation. I think it's absolutely bananas. I think it is. I think it's bananas that after you've brought this sort of attention, right, to the forefront, to the national forefront, that the Prime Minister has to ask you for, I think this is something that you should offer. I think that beyond a conversation with the Prime Minister, a quiet, private conversation between you and him to talk about these things, to kind of yield this apology. Remember, we serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. A quiet conversation to say, hey, listen, I'm going to step back. And let the Prime Minister say to you, no, we're going to be able to deal with this. You can't double down with things like, well, I don't see nothing wrong with nepotism. And then you double down even further. But I don't even understand why I get to step back. This is a lot. This is a lot. So we're going to talk about that today. The line's going to be wide open. I want you guys to kind of talk with me today to chop this thing down. American woman died after the Blue Lagoon boat sinks. The information's in the paper. Make sure you read it up. A 75-year-old Colorado woman died yesterday after the double-deck vessel from the Blue Lagoon Island sank. My God. After encountering rough seas near the island. I want to be able to say a very soft, for the life that was, that existed in this particular space, that came to the paradise to enjoy but ended up transitioning on. This is hard, man, when you go on vacation and you don't make it back home. When you go off for a little stint, you're supposed to come right back and you didn't make it home. So I want us to be sensitive about that and understand these particular things and possibly talk about the fact that why is the staff panicking Are you trained? Are you capable in these areas? Let's talk about that. Last night, my telephone went crazy. Bananas. A 2-year-old boy found dead in bushes in Fox Hill. Information's in there. 3 injured in shooting. That's in the newspaper. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper today on this Wednesday. Also, make sure you shout out my guy. I listened to CA and Aaron, and CA started to talk about how he wasn't insured for 2 months. I just need you to know that the police listening to you while you riding your car in indecency. I had to do this. I had to do that. He was driving the whole time. You need to stop it. Don't be like CA. Get your car insured. Go down to AFS agents and brokers. Go down to AFS agents and brokers right there on Blue Hill Road South, number 407, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center. Ask for my good guy, Ethric Bow. He'll send you to someone who can be able to help you. More than likely, it's going to be Mr. Richardson. He can be able to assist you in those areas. Get your car licensed. Today is mid-month. We are midway through the month. Okay? All those persons are getting excited. You're a hand shot away. You then start touring out your turkey. You're doing a lot. Yeah, man, we just pour this. Just put the whole box of salt in the water. You know, the salting is soaking into the turkey. It just can defrost it. A week out, you need to stop. You need to stop. You're out here trying new tricks, huh? With your YouTube and your TikTok. Tell me if I stuff it like this. You need to stop it. You all need to stop it, guys. I know you get prepared for Thanksgiving. I know you're getting prepared for these particular things. But if you want to talk about it, I'm in the spirit of decency. Talk to me. In the spirit of decency, if you want to talk about it, we can be able to do that to talk about Thanksgiving giveaways. If you want to be able to talk about that, you know, that you've been serving food or preparing food for Thanksgiving for a very long time. We don't necessarily, it's not a time off for us. We identify it with a nice meal, what we can be able to enjoy, but not necessarily that it's a time off, right? Some time ago, I would have gotten a little plate when I was working at the hotel with my girls, right? So someone's husband used to cook, and we would get something like that, right? He was a chef. Let's just be very clear about this. Very good stuff, right? So nonetheless, if you want to be able to talk about those things and come on the radio and bring those things like that, Feldman Ferguson actually hit me up, Apostle Feldman Ferguson. He wanted to be able to have a good conversation. You know, every year, I stand to be corrected. I'm sure that it's been every year that he's done this. Maybe save 1 year over the past 6 years. Can I say that? But every year, for the most part, if I remember correctly, Feldman Ferguson, in his particular capacity right there on Fire Trail Road, has been feeding a tremendous amount of people. A tremendous amount of people. I mean, one time the line was all the way on Milo Butler Highway, all the way down there, almost reaching Howard Road, where he was just giving out meals, boom, 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 every day. We're going to be able to talk about that with him hopefully tomorrow or maybe next week, to talk about how you could be able to volunteer to be a participant and what he's going to be doing this for. The information's in here. If you're out there and you're going to be doing the exact same thing, please send the information to Howard, 827-0111, 827-0111. We can have further conversations about that. I'm going to set this up for you so everyone could know that you're going to be selling food. But in the spirit of decency, if I don't know you all to cook, I can, well, see, I don't take everybody money, you know. I mean, if I can look at you, man, listen to me. I just will be decent. I will be decent with you. Don't allow your aspirations and looking around your environment and seeing that everyone else is doing well on this and you could do that, to throw your hand at that and waste your money buying product that you don't know how to prepare. My God, I just want to be decent with you. I'm trying to save my brothers and sisters. I'm trying to save them. I'm trying to save them. You ain't going to push that old Grupo on them what was at the bottom of your freezer for the past 9 months. I'm trying to save them. You ain't gonna put that old lobster on these. Stop it. Stop it right now. There needs to be a recourse. No one should have to go into to civil court from a $50 plate of food. The devil is a liar. Guys, get yourself prepared. It's going to be a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous season. We have overcast today. And I feel like the Christmas weather's coming in. I'm excited about it. I don't know about you guys, but Christmas is a wonderful time for me. I enjoy it. My birthday coming up. I can tell you my anniversary, my birthday, my son's birthday, my grandmother's birthday, Christmas time. Beautiful stuff. So we're excited about that. We'll always be able to celebrate. We may just go across the street this Christmas. I'm not sure. We're going to see what we can do, right? But we're excited about it, excited about those things. But beyond being able to talk about those celebratory times and the events that we're going to have and the activities that we're going to do, what are we talking about with you before we get to Small Business Thursday? Today is Wednesday. And if you want to be a part of the show tomorrow to talk about whether or not you want to be able to do something to talk about your product, your service, so forth and so on, 827-0111. Don't waste time. You could see that there has been an uptick in advertisement. People ain't wasting time. They got products, they got services, pile up to the ceiling. You know your guy's going to sell that for you with decency and in order. 827-0111. Let's get that thing sold for you out there and get that service to those people and get that product to those persons out there in the community so they can know exactly what to do. Guys, I want to talk about this, man. I want to talk about a few things. I feel indifferent about what's happening. I had an opportunity. I don't even know if I should tell you this, but I made a specific call, a strategic call, right? And in making that call, I had a conversation. I just can be decent. I can tell you all of my business. I had a conversation, and the only reason why I don't have people in the studio right now is because they're traveling. Let's just be very clear about that, okay? I had a conversation, and I want to be able to talk about what's happening in the country, in the papers. Now, I hate to always try to dissect and decipher and determine what's in someone's mind based upon a pre-exposed culture that exist within their organization or their church or their family. I'd prefer to talk with you. But in the absence of individuals to be able to kind of help me navigate this space, what were you thinking when you said these things? We got to talk about this. I am a firm believer that the reformation that came, that exists within the PLP, and this idea of being able to go to the aspirants and changing and looking at the Constitution was all in an effort to be able to eradicate the concept of corruption in the organization. Perceived corruption, not actual corruption. For the most part, many people can't put their finger on it. But there's a perceived corruption. I listened to Fred Mitchell's voice note last night, and he started to talk about from 1992, the organization's responsibility was to kind of denigrate or pull down. I kind of use my own words, but to pull down the FNM's responsibility, the task that they've taken on is to create this social idea of what the PLP is, to pull down the organization. Right? And I think about it. Do we believe that the PLP, those of us who may be conditioned to this thinking or accepted this idea, do we believe that the perceived corruption that exists within the PLP is as a result of the conditioning of the Free National Movement? That's the first question I have. And then the second question I have, if it's only perceived corruption within the organization, why is there a perpetual idea that there's nothing wrong when it comes to conversations about ethics and morals within the body politics? I keep going back in my mind because I keep saying to you, I don't believe an organization could be corrupt at its core. I don't believe that the Constitution that was etched, shrined, developed by these men with an idea for national growth and development was placed on the table and said, okay, let's seal this off with an undertone of corruption. We will always do as we will. Like, this is some Aleister Crowley type stuff. This is too much. If we're going to lead with this concept and idea that the PLP is a party of perceived corruption, I don't believe that they are. But what I'm concerned with is that members in the organization, not all, you know, not all, because there are some astute members in the organization who understand its constitution, who remain committed to national growth and development, that agenda. But there are some people in the organization, this is called the one-offs. This may be a niche group, But because when they operate and they come to the forefront, it gives you that sort of that tinge. That you call this one bad apple, proverbial, not actual. Now, this is the one perceived bad apple. You label the entire party because you see this one thing wrong. I don't believe that to be the PLP. I don't. And I'm indifferent when I hear strong language like lie. I am. Because I think quietly I've been moving towards trying to be a statesman. So I want to use the articulation and the wording that make you to emphasize my position, but not necessarily to denigrate you as an individual or pull you down. So I've always moved towards trying to be decent with how I talk. And so when I hear language like outright lie, I say, my God, this ain't, I don't know whether or not this is honorable. I don't know if this is the statesman-like position that I've been aspiring to over the years. So the question I have for you today is this. Is this the unspoken language, method, conditioning, or constitution, unspoken, unwritten within the organization that when you get a chance, do as thou wilt? That's bananas to me if you think that. That's bananas to me. Mr. Petty reflects the exact same sentiments, not necessarily verbatim, but the sentiments, a laissez-faire, lackadaisical, non-proactive approach to politics that we saw demonstrated in North Africa. I mean, an unlearned, can I say that? Is it too much? That was too much? Was it too sharp? An unlearned approach to, and this is just, can we use, I don't want to use the word naive because you may take it in the wrong context. And ignorant is very sharp, but ignorant is just the lack of knowledge. It's just the absence of information, lack of knowledge. What I've seen come out, just this, all this is just a little trip up, you know. You can easily fix that, but you can't trip twice. My God. And so what I see here, whether it be in North Abaco or North Eleuthera, is just a lack of, I don't think it's a lack of access, you know, because your chairman knows this very clearly. The Minister of Immigration knows this very clearly. Your Prime Minister knows this. You have senior men who knows the ins and outs of politics. Obi Wilscombe just passed away. And so casual conversations with these men over lunch, over coffee, to talk about some things, it doesn't diminish your position. It only shows your enthusiasm for longevity and sustainability in this position. That's it. If you're forging the type of relationships necessary so you could see yourself move on to the more, I don't look at you bad. You didn't know. And I'm grateful that I could help you learn more about the organization, about the constitution, about the country. I'm happy. You then win. You can't make all us look bad and you put them on the stage and they don't know. The PLP said that they've done everything as it relates to the aspirants. And leading up to this, I would think that this would be a part of the proverbial Bahama host for the PLP. talk to me. Because I'm looking at this, and this right here could have been avoided 100%. The optics is bad, man. Especially leading into a by-election. The optics is horrible. The PLP cannot suffer another internal blow like this. You are going to be on shaky ground as it relates to going to 2026. You already didn't tell me you got the thing sealed up for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. I'm not going to fight you. I just want to know where your numbers come from. But I'm looking at this and I'm indifferent. You're not doing enough as it relates to mentoring. Is that pride taking over your organization? Is ego bigger than a need to be able to have a sustained position. You cannot say to me that you want to be the very first organization over the course of the past two decades and some to be able to retain a second chance in office and doing foolishness like this. You're not having your parliamentary caucus. You're not having transparent conversations. Your WhatsApp group obviously ain't working. These people obviously working for themselves. There is a desire to be able to retain a position for me first, and then y'all. You're coming out, you're not only making yourself look bad. You're making your party look bad, and you're making those persons who voted for you, you know, cringe. I won't talk like this today. And I want to talk about West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Fred Mitchell, in this particular capacity as chairman of the organization, when he came on, started to talk about how retired politicians, and you remember the question, retired politicians should stay where they are. And I thought it peculiar. And I asked him a question as to how he felt with Robin Lines being able to attach herself more significantly and bring out her big gun, that was Dame Margaret Pinlet. I asked him. He didn't want to get into it, which was a good answer. Trust me, it was a good answer that he gave me. I can't fight him for his answer. But it only leads me to more speculation. But the fact that this is imbalance. Politicians relentlessly had continued to be able to have a foothold into yesteryear and continue to regurgitate what has happened before under the umbrella, under the banner of their organization, to be able to remind you of the history that existed in these particular spaces. If your memory is still alive, why don't you just bring your memory? Now, some people are telling me that Hubert Ingraham is losing political collateral from Grand Bahama now. They say people ain't listening to Hubert Ingraham. He didn't lose significant political collateral with Dwayne Sands. I said, what? I didn't know that. Yeah, man, ain't nobody checking for Hubert Ingraham. I said, what? Now, Hubert Ingraham over the past 4 days, 3 days, has been in the news cycle almost every day. 3 business days. So you had him Tuesday, Friday, Monday. And I just want to be able to recount the sentiments that Hubert Ingraham, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, has said to me at the F&M headquarters in Grand Bahama in 2006. All right, you ready to have your speech? You said enough. Sit down. You said enough. We got it. I just want to say that to you. We hear what you say. We accept it. Allow us to contemplate, consider, and make a determination going forward. Let's have good conversations, guys. I want you to be a part of it. Please give me a call today. Let's chop this thing down when we get back. I want to be able to isolate. Is this the old bones? Is this the old bones? Can it live again? Is the FNM seeking to identify all those particular proverbial old bones politically and put flesh to it again and revive it and restore it? My God, this is too much. Let's have a good conversation. Quick commercial break. And be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 1-242-356-0249.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. First time I see Ken Russell in forever. Talk to me. I haven't seen Ken Russell in forever. I tried to call Ken the other day for one of the, because I called, you remember I called Nico, right? For one of the, I couldn't even get him. I couldn't even reach him. I called everybody and their ma. I say, you got Ken's number? I get the number, I text it, I shout at him, right? No response. Today, boom, revival. Revive us again. My God. We see him, we see the former Prime Minister Ingram, we see Maurice Moore, we see all of these. And you know something in my mind, just a peculiar, the peculiarity of my mind. The peculiar nature of my mind lends me to significant questions. We've already had the conversation that the FNM's campaign pales in comparison to the fortitude, given the government purse, we're not going to fight them, to the fortitude of what we're seeing put out there by the PLP in West Grand Bahama and Bimini for the by-election. So we looked at it. And I said, you know something? And former Prime Minister was very right, right? Ingram. Indicating that, you know, they got the government's purse. But the FNM campaigns, it absolutely pales in comparison to it. And not even in comparison. It's a poor man's campaign. It feels like a scrap gang. The only collateral that comes to the front is the former names and faces that we would have seen. We ain't seen them in a long time. They have been out of the loop significantly for politics in this country for the past, I don't know, almost a decade. For a very long time. They pop in and pop out. They almost like the ground, this must be political groundhog day. This is too much. If they see their shadows, my God, we're going to have another cold winter? This is too much. What's going on? I'm looking at this and I'm saying, this is too much. I haven't seen these gentlemen in forever. These are men that I call regular. Well, not regular. One off. When I want to know something specific in these particular areas, when I want to get a historic value and view of what's happening, I would call these men. They never, not one of them. You never hear them talk on my show. Not one of them. They never want to talk in current events. I don't get into that, Howard. I don't get into that. You know, I just want to let everything just, I don't want to get into that. But now, oh my God. You're in it. And it seems like you won't be in it to win it. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind. Either you're in or you're out. You can't stand up in the shop door, air conditioned, coming out. Come inside and be a participant. Fred Mitchell said he does not believe in retirement. You've already committed to retirement. Why do you seek to get back into this sport? And so when you come to the forefront and start to talk about what you believe, I'm indifferent about it. I am. I really am. You continue to tell us about a bygones era. Can I say that? Is it okay that we talk like this? You continue to tell me about a bygones era, about when the FNM has done stuff in 1992 and 1997 and 2007. My God, we're in 2023. The entire world changed. The world. And all you can do is recollect upon a time and in the midst of deprivation, there is nothing but rum being distributed in West Grand Bahama to inebriate these people that they could forget that your house leaked. My God. You got to sleep with your head to the foot of the bed and just let your foot get soaked because the water was falling on your head. You got tarp on there from that time. My God. But you could take a 40. You could take a little button. Somebody buy you a pack of cigarette. You could take a shirt. You all could be, you know why? Inebriation. Governments perpetuate this. At your own admission, this place had been closed for years. Two members of parliament couldn't get the thing open. One died in the space of 6 weeks, less than 6 weeks. The place opened. 98 cabinet ministers, at least 1,000. It was too much. All I see is this rolling up, boom, 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 boom. Only one I didn't see was Fred Mitchell because he was sitting there in front of me. That's it. Significant emphasis you place on these areas. Who should believe any politician? Who? When sobriety kick in, and let's say Kingsley is the victor, you get nothing. You go right back to the exact same thing. That's why I told you, no matter who wins this battle, we'll lose the war in 2026. Because Eight Mohawk people, West Grand Bahama people, Bimini people ain't going to be lied to again. They are going to whip Kingsley in the event that he's the victor. They're going to whip him significantly with the promises shelled out by former minister. And I'm not just talking, listen now, let's be very clear about this. I'm not just talking about the fact that Obi Wojcicki may have made promises leading up to 2021. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the years and years and years. In 2012, I ran for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be a part of the conversation. In 2012, I ran for Central Grand Bahama, for the DNA. Obi knew my, and I can tell you, he know all my cousins, my uncle, my aunts, my mother. He know everybody. They grew up with him, be in the school with him, play football with him. They know him for years. They know him. They love him. They love Obi like a brother. They love this man. You understand? So he doesn't know necessarily the second generation. He knows them. He doesn't know the second generation. There's an expectation quietly that I pay the same homage that my mother then paid to him, right? But I was indifferent with his politics. I was. I love his articulation. I watched him. I studied him. Can I say that? I studied him. I watched him. I love his articulation. I love his poise. I listened to the rhythm of his voice. I watch his posture when he sat down with people. I've been watching these people for years. They don't know. I just watch. That's what little children do. You watch. And then you make a determination. You take a little bit. I say, okay, but I don't want this. I don't want that. And then so you shape your personality based upon these external experiences that you want to incorporate in your life. So I watch Obi for years. 2012, I had my first opportunity to be able to present myself in politics. And so I did everything that I can do, all my speeches, everything. I was on ZNS with Jerome Sawyer. Remember when Jerome was on ZNS? I think it was the Sawyer Report. I was doing all these things. So my family was home. You'd think I was Pele playing soccer somewhere, right? They was at home. Oh, my God, that's it's too much. It's just too much. So I was I went through it all, and then Obi came to me, Obadiah. And then he says to me, he says, Howard, I don't know who this is calling me, but I'm on the radio. This is bananas. I'm not going to fight you, but I'm sure that you know that I'm on the radio. Anyway, let's go. So I'm here, right? And just lost. Obi came to me, Howard, man, you speak so well. You did such a wonderful job. Man, we got to get you into the PLP. We got to do something with you, right? You and I got to do something together. I said, okay, Obi, I'd like to be able to. Now, he don't know that I admire him, right? But my admiration can't come too close because, you get too close to the sun, you get scorched. My admiration for his articulation, his posture, and coming from my community is from afar off. My family, though they love him, is FNM, and he's a PLP. And I don't know how this would work because my family are fanatics. You think I want him to cuss me out and move out the house? Where can I live? There's no bridges around Eight Mile Rock. They just built one. I can live under that now. I didn't have no place to live. I can live in the bush. I said, no. So let me take my time. So I went to Obi. Obi said, yeah, we got to get together. We got to blah, 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 right? So he became the Minister of Tourism. I came to Nassau. Remember I told you I moved to Nassau? I moved to Nassau. And when I moved to Nassau, I went to see Obi. Finally got in his office. I sat with him. I said, Obi, I just came to see you. This was maybe about 12 months into his position. I said, Obi, I just came to see you. I know we had a conversation. I wanted to know whether or not there's an opportunity. I always had aspirations for tourism. Well, yeah, Howard, you got to wait. You got to wait until these things happen. You got to wait. So I've never bothered with it again because I didn't think that there was value that he saw in me. So I just left it alone. But I say that to say, I know what my political affiliation was. At the time, it was DNA, coming from the Free National Movement. There could be no expectation that he drops everything to accommodate me. However, there are PLPs who suffer the same thing, that suffer this wait. And that has tripled. That has been kind of compressed over the course of his time. That has been compressed. Now, when the minister and chairman of the PLP indicates that the loyalty that West Grand Bahama has to the PLP, I think it's blind. I think it's blind loyalty. It's not associated with delivery. It's associated with a commitment and a cling, a hold steadfast, like a succubus, to the concept and idea that was spoken to them about hope. So they cling to this idea of hope that this minister will do as he said, because Obi is very convincing. Obi is no longer here. No one can convince anyone in West Grand Bahama to hold on. This is going to be a war. Significant. Political, no holds barred. And I'm here for it all. Quick commercial break, guys. Be right back after this.
The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
Craving an authentic calzone? Well, make the right choice at Marco's Pizza. Our signature calzones feature our handmade dough,
stuffed with toppings,
our fresh three-cheese blend, served with a side of pizza sauce. For a limited time, order two. That's right, two of our two-topping calzones. And 1 liter Coke
for only $15.
Restrictions apply. Customize your calzones right now at marcospizzabahamas.com. Now closing at 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me read a couple of these texts. Give me a call, 323-622-3252-5-4-3-1-6, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. There's some texts. Y'all wilding out today. I'm not going to fight you. Let's do the thing. So it says, this Betty says, who's down with OPP, right? Howard, if a person licensed their car, how are they supposed to buy their little sweet thing? Some from John Bull, you know, these guys, they ain't loyal. These are texts that's coming through. We all need to stop, right? So it says, Howard, the prime minister is correct with the decision with Petty, Mr. Petty. Unfortunately, Petty does not have the political maturity to understand what has happened. He is young. His public utterance on the matter betrayed him. It is difficult for him to convince the Bahamian public that he did not know about the contract. I commend Prime Minister Davis on how he dealt with his own brother on the similar scenario. I like the text. That's cool. So it says, naive isn't the word. Ignorant is. It is scary how people who barely pass grade 3 are promoted to senior. I'm hoping that you're just talking about widespread. I'm hoping you just... That was just a blanket statement that you didn't isolate this to any one individual. I just want to be decent as I read your text, right? So he says, barely passed grade 3, are promoted to seniority in the country based on nepotism. This is bananas. We were talking nepotism yesterday. All of these seedy, entrenched, gutter, unethical, and corrupt practices we've gloried and profited from for years in the past 50 years are destroying us. If somebody at BEC or finance understood hedging, our cost of living would not have been doubled in 2023. Nepotism, cronyism, kickbacks, and shingles are costing us, the Bahamian people, money. That $10,000 you get for a contract is costing you $20,000 in electricity bills. It's a text that's coming through, right? It says, Howard, you're doing a great, awesome job. Thank you so very kindly. I want to be able to read this one. It says, y'all are so hypocritical. I suppose you mean us in the talk show space. I'm not going to fight him or her. It says, y'all are so hypocritical. It is the prime minister's job to appoint and disappoint. So if he is not pleased with the actions of one of his appointees, then he should just fire him or her. No big deal. Stop with the petty should resign if he chooses to. Fine. But if he doesn't, then the prime minister just needs to do his job. The question, though, is how many other ministers and chairpersons have family members working at the ministry and that they oversee? Another question, is there a clause in the code of conduct that advises politicians and board members against hiring family members in the area? Absolutely. There is general orders. There is a clause. That's why you go through the vetting process. The vetting process actually supposed to be able to identify your people to supersede this. Based upon your proximity to leadership, leadership could say, just take care of that for me. People supersede this, but the vetting process is to ensure that you don't have persons working in this area. In the public and private sector, they ask you these questions. That's what you do your interview for. Let's say hypothetically you want to be able to get a job over, let's say, Atlantis, right? You don't just go to one interview. There's a series of interviews. There's a series of interviews in preparation for you to be able to get this job at the Bahama, the same thing. There's a series of interviews that you have to go through before you can step foot in these particular spaces. So you can't be naive in this. It doesn't give you space to be naive. You have to be thorough in what you do. I think we're too casual in our approach to be able to deal with the public purse. I think we're too casual. I keep thinking to myself, you know, you just can't give your cousins a job. You can't. You can't just jump up and say, well, I know Junior Ma a long time, and because his mother always was good to me every time I was hungry, Miss Susie used to give me one piece of bread and whatnot. I know Junior come from good stock. Let's give Junior a chance. Junior never been to school. And when I say school, I don't necessarily mean university. I mean the pursuit of knowledge. He's never studied to show himself approved. His approval rating was based upon his proximity to you, the people who we like. His approval rating, many politicians' approval rating is only based upon their proximity to leadership. If the leader say we game with you, then we game with you. We stop asking questions after that. Junior might have been the same one that your Grammy them say, never leave the children round at one time. Come on, man, let's just be very clear about this. Our vetting process sucks. It boils down to one thing. If they like you, they can lie for you. If they don't like you, they can lie on you. And so you do your best to find yourself liked by the people who could lie for you. This is bananas in this country. There is no value placed on these people with master's degree and PhDs and all that. You're all making the same money. The same money. The fella come out of school and he ain't making none. Then you look at a bellman in certain areas. You work in the government sector. You look at a bellman in the private sector, and he got more things than you if you're measuring your life on things. And so you ask yourself question, why the hell did I spend $100,000 on this degree and I can't even get value for it in my community? For reasons like this. Proximity, relationships are the only thing that feeds people locally. There is this talk, this casual conversation about innovation and creativity and the ability to be able to pull people in. But it's all lies. Y'all need to stop. I'm going to take this break. We can get to news and be right back after that, guys.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The lines are open. If you want to talk, if you don't want to talk, don't fight me. We're here live in full effect. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300. 5720, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. I just want to be as decent as possible when I talk like this, you know. I like to. I enjoy this. I do. And I like the fact that I am at a safe distance for observation, right? Like, I could see, and I could be able to amplify my voice loud enough that you could hear me. I like that. And I want to be able to say from this distance, stop it. I'm going to yell it at you. Free National Movement, you need to stop it. I like these people. I do. I identify these people as legends in our politics. I wish that you had a master class in the PLP and the FNM that I could pay money to listen to these people talk, I would pay money for it. I would sit down in a workshop to listen how your mind works to see the success that you've had for your tenure in politics. Take the historic value that you have while you're speaking and then apply it to something real time. I like it. I'd like to hear you in a closed setting to give me historic value. Prime Minister Ingram, to break down your book, to tell me about those particular things. The two thesauruses that you call books. This is too much? Okay. I'd like to talk about that. Yeah. I'd like you to be able to, in an intimate setting where Howard Grant had to pay $200 to come see you. I ain't got no problem. I got $200. Honestly, God, I would spend it to sit down with you. With decent people around, and I could network, because the same people, that means that all of us in here are in the same mindset. I like that. Masterclass, local politics wrapped in culture. This is where I want to be. I want to learn from y'all. I sit in there. I take notes. I write them down. I listen in. I introduce myself to you. I'm enthusiastic. That's what you do. That's what you do. This, stepping up in a young people's game in politics. When I say young people's game, this is an entire different era. Entirely. And for some reason, y'all just chose not to even look at Minnis. Like, Minnis don't even exist. Like, he ain't even a footnote. He ain't even in the book. Not even in the margin. You're going way back to Ingram. Thank God he lived it. I want to hear from Ingram. I want to hear from Tommy Turnquest. I really do. I want to hear from Nico Grant. I really do. I promise you. I love these people. I admire them, politically and otherwise, for their business acumen, their posture, their consistency over the years. I would pay money to see them, but not a dollar to see you in the newspaper every day saying the same thing. My God, you need to stop it. The only thing that I could surmise as I look at this and make an observation is that the FNM don't have no money. That Michael Pintard have relationships that he have to be able to lean on to be able to get this guy over the Ricardo Grant over the finish line into, like Fred Mitchell indicated, 50 plus 1%. That's all he needed. So you have to lean on relationships because you don't have access to capital. And so I got to ask myself questions. Why don't you have access to capital? Why isn't the financial arm of your organization ensuring that they could be able to endow you with what's necessary to be able to give even the glossy look of what a campaign's supposed to look like? This is going to cost your man $225,000 to $350,000 to run a strong campaign in West Grand Bahama and Bimini against the governing, against a sitting government, if you expect to win. That's what it's going to cost you. And that's on the low end. The PLP didn't spend five. I'm looking at it. I'm over here. I didn't look. I said, this got to be five. Shane Gibson tried to pop up. He didn't spend 45. Just trying to be able to make a suggestion. My God, I can't get no amen. He didn't spend but $45,000, almost $50,000, just lending a suggestion that he could be the candidate. Hence the enthusiasm and the relentless, Shane, we want Shane. That kind of growl didn't just come from political desire. It had more than that. I feel the economy come with that. It's too much. We're talking, let's talk. If we're talking, let's talk. I'm looking at the layout and I say, okay, so if a good name better than silver and gold, I suppose you have to lean on a good name, and hopefully that could be able to lend balance to where the silver and gold could give you a glossy campaign. So you go for a good name, but you do everything you can to be able to supersede the most recent past leader of the organization. This is crazy to me. This is crazy to me. Can we not just bite the bullet, do away with these things, cuss people out as men in the quiet corners, and emerge as the leader's supposed to? Can we not just do that? I had indifference with people, and I'm not afraid to tell you I'm emotional about some stuff. I sit down with people and I tell them, look, I don't like this. I feel like you treat me like a rookie in certain areas. I feel like there was an value that you put on me. We then cuss it out. We deal with it. We emerge. We decent. I said, decent man. But I can tell you to your face how I feel about you. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to leave anything. You're not going to speculate how Howard feel. I'm going to tell you straight up to your face. And I'm mad. I want to fight. I hate you. I just need to let you know you're as wrong for this. This is how I feel he was wrong. Yeah, sometimes men is getting their feelings. Not all the time. But when we get there, please just hear us out. That's it. I expected that to happen a long time in the Free National Movement between Michael Pintard and Hubert Minnis. It ain't happened yet. So if your guy, Ricardo Grant, loses, then your opportunity in the Free National Movement is over. Because just like Robin Lines, you had to go and get your big gun. It's premature. This ain't even the battle yet. This ain't even the first platoon hit the ground yet. This is jokes. And you go and get your big gun for this small contingent of people? This ain't make no sense. You need to do more than that, Bala. You need to wait. The first thing you should, and me, you know, humbly, let me just be decent. With the greatest degree of humility, as I say this to you, I ain't your advisor. Me and you don't have no conversation. But for the purposes of observation and what we do in this particular capacity, the first thing I would have liked to see is a solidification, a concrete, crystallized position that you're going to be the leader going into 2026. That you could be able to hold hands with Minnis, put your indifference aside, and be able to say, I endorse this man going into 2026 to be this. And I also endorse Ricardo Grant. Boom. But you can't do that. You can't do that. Because egos are inflated on both sides. Egos are inflated. You're like a popper fish or like a lionfish. And if you eat the outside of the lionfish, you know you're dead. Egos are inflated significantly. How do you expect the body of people to follow you when you can't get over this little issue? We are men. Let's cuss. Let's fight. Throw two blows if that's what you got to do. I don't endorse these type of things, but sometimes we got to scrap. But when we emerge, my God, we are one. That hasn't happened in the Free National Movement yet. So I might as well tell you that the financial arm of the organization is watching. You've already gotten significant advice, advice who they hold near and dear to their heart. That's the former Prime Minister Ingram. They hold him to high esteem. They watch him. Their money moves with his suggestion. And you've gone contrary to that and do your best to rectify that by bringing him in. Now he got to be able to swim through his words. Upstream like a salmon through bile. Talk to me. How am I talking? To kind of rectify this and show the party unified and now we ain't getting contrary to you. This is bananas to me. If your guy, Ricardo Grant, doesn't win, I tell you, I told you last week, I said, I was convinced, I think it was last week or maybe a week before, I was absolutely convinced that Ricardo Grant was a shoo-in. Boom. He was on the ground 6 months before. Because I can tell you like how they tell you about COVID. This is a fluid thing. Talk to me how we're talking. This is fluid. He was on the ground 6 months before. He didn't touch everybody. Everybody know him. He didn't pour olive oil on them. He run up and down the church and things. And he anoint people. He christened people. He do all these things. I sure he was a shoo-in. The PLP full machinery. My God, they turn on all the tractor trailer. They spray WD-40 on that thing. They buff it down. That is full. The full machinery of the PLP in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Everybody on the ground. Everybody. So you all had to go look for Ken Russell. You had to go look for Hubert Ingram. You had to go look for all these old-time players. We love them. In a masterclass setting, this campaign ground ain't for them no more. Let's take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Brother Grant.
Hey.
Well, I can be respectful as good as I could be today. Listen to me, sir. The PLP have already beat Mr. Ingram and Elizabeth with Dwayne's hand. They go wake him back up again. He's going to get beat again in Weston and Bimini. All right? That's they say. Like you say, they pull the trump card too fast. They ain't going to have to pull now. The only person that can help them now, they'll have to go wake up successful Wallace between. That's the only person that can help them up and down now.
You are wilding out.
They don't have nothing. What else they can use now?
You are wilding out.
He can't carry minutes.
You don't do
after, he can't carry minutes after Mr. Ingram. Mr. Ingram is a trump card. The trump card done pull.
My God, you didn't pull your ace. You didn't pull your... How you
do
that?
Pull your ace. So what you can do now?
How you pull your ace too early, man?
They let go and let the PLP jinx them. And the PLP know what this can do. Now, like you say, the PLP is up there in full force. And that's only half of the team.
Not a single whole.
The rest of the team.
The whole cabinet. The whole.
I say, wait till next week.
Sick. The whole cabinet.
When they bring down the grassroots like me, wait till next week. Then they bring down the domino players and the beer drinkers. We can have a ball up there.
So you can drink beer. That's what you can
do. Man, I can drink one or two.
Use something else. You know. Use come on this radio and tell people you can't give them 40. You can't drink beer with them. You can't drink beer.
I give the people what they want.
You
I ain't encouraging
else.
That. But
carry,
why give the
carry
man...
Carry something to eat for the people too. My God.
Why
they,
give the
they
man
don't want
wine?
Hot dog.
Why give the man wine when he want a cigar?
Listen.
That can make no sense to him.
Listen. Carry some wings. Put some barbecue on it for the people. Let them eat.
Man, we get Lincoln Bay taking care of
some bread.
Lincoln Bay feeding them.
Make sure you get some bread to soak up
he's
the thing.
Well,
I'm trying to
Lincoln
kill my
Bay.
People.
Lincoln Bay is still up there?
I think he's still there.
You think he get any more money?
I don't know. I'm too many. And you see his declaration? He got a million. He got almost two.
You know what they need to do? When these people doing this thing, what they have, they need to make them bring these, show them these things.
No, man.
When he leave from there, he can be less than half. Them people invest in him.
He'd be a fool to spend that money.
They'll eat you out, drink you out. If you're buying smokes, they can smoke you out. Then they can roll you out. Mm-hmm. I tell you that, Lincoln Bean. Remember that.
My God. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. To run a good campaign in West Grand Bahama as an independent campaigner, as an independent candidate, rather, you're going to need about $65,000. Howard, why $65,000? Okay, so you're going to have a grouping of about 30 people with you that you're going to have to divide into 10 per area. So you're going to need 10 on Bimini. You're going to need 10 West End proper. You're going to need 10 in 8 Mile Rock that could be able to move between 8 Mile Rock and 10 ain't enough. But this is just a modest approach to do that. And the 10 people, most of them ain't going to have a job. So you're going to have to train them and teach them. They can be there with you from 7 a.m. in the morning. From 7 a.m. in the morning. Now, the issue that Lincoln Bay going to have is that he can't identify no generals. Generals can't be young. They don't know everybody. You need old people who know everybody. There's $65,000. There's only $65,000. It's chump change. You got to get a vehicle. You got to get communication. To be able to get these particular things, you got to set some things up for your polls, your this, your that. You got to do all these things. You got to jump and carry your 30 people with you to show up strong. And Bimini, you need might need more than 100. You might need more than 65. You think I was going to waste my wife money to talk? But my God, I spent $400 and put my name on there. Whatever votes I get, praise God. If I was getting this go round, you ain't making sense. You ain't making mathematical sense in a time of economic depression in this country. It's just Howard. The Free National Movement did not make mathematical sense. You did not have sponsorship. You did not have finances. You had an ego, a desire, a determination to show your leadership status, ability, your posture, and you did that, and it may just put an egg on your face. Next caller. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
That's a good one.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Hey, good. What's up?
Everything good. Mr. Grant, I listening to you and I thought everything you're saying is gospel just by, you know, listening to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you're so wrong with it, Mr. Grant. You know, you was wrong with it yesterday. You was wrong with it last week. I think when you let Chicago Line call in and Chicago Line had to you know, straighten up some stuff with, you know, what you. And I think what you're doing, and no disrespect to you, I really respect you. I like you as a talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you do is you do a disservice to your listening audience. You know, I hear you sell a story like, you know, the F&M is, they did the ultimate sin and now they are doomed. There's no more coming back.
In which
last way? Week you told me we can get it now this week.
In which way?
But you said he brought his trump card.
I don't think Hubert Ingram is the trump card.
That's what you said, right?
No, I'm asking you. Do you think that Hubert Ingram is the trump card?
Listen, the trump card is Michael Pintard. The trump card is the leader of the Free National Movement.
No.
Who would do wonders, not just for Grand Bahama, but for this country? Michael Pintard has the wisdom of those before him. And listen, he has what the young people are looking for in a leader. And I mean, I listen to you and I was...
But you hit me with the same thing you say I hit you with. You hit me with a spiel. This is a spiel you hit me with. This is what you're doing. This is a political spiel that you have a responsibility to, with enthusiasm, put to the forefront for your man in charge. I am not fighting you for that. I am only seeing you as an observer. I'm not a participant. I'm not a council member. I'm nothing in no organization. I am an observer. What? And as an observer, I am saying to you, Hubert Ingram, the historic value, which Hubert Ingram identifies as political collateral, he has the most in this country. Hubert Ingram.
You know, during the election time, I made this prediction, and you said, after I hang up, you said you should keep your mouth shut, you know? And I want to do it respectfully and say you should keep your mouth shut from the way you dealt with it just now, you know? You shouldn't have outright, like, count them out as they lost because of that Mr. Ingram came on the scene. He has the full support of the Free National Movement. Maybe you mightn't have seen Dr. Minnis yet.
And you're switching. You just tell me.
Maybe you think it's too late for Dr. Minnis.
You tell me Michael Pintard.
Michael Pintard has the full support of the Free National Movement.
Then you tell me Hubert Ingram.
And if you decide... Go ahead.
Then you tell me Hubert Ingram. Now you're saying, I ain't seen Minnis yet. So you're saying
that
they can unify?
It's too late for Minnis. You said late. And I really resent the fact that Julian would have called in just now and talk about liquor with those persons in Western and Grand Bahama. That's sad.
You ain't gotta
that's
call
what you think of the people?
You ain't got to call
that's
people.
That's what the PLP think of the people, that they're going to go down there and buy liquor, sit down with the people and play dominoes. I mean, look at this part, right?
Mm-hmm.
O.B. Wishcombe was the fourth man in charge of this country, or fifth man in charge of the country, the late O.B. Wishcombe.
Mm-hmm.
O.B. Wishcombe was a constant minister of social service and rural development.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it, right, if the PLP been those persons so good, if they had so much good intentions for the people of West Grand Mama and Bimini, why is it that now they are out there fixing roofs and repairing homes? Why didn't love O.B. Wishcombe? Why didn't have that one love for O.B. Wishcombe and allow him to do those things while he was living for the past year plus or 2 years plus?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that. You're
selling a story on the station right now that F&M is doomed.
No, I didn't say that. The way you put your story, I
thought it was gospel the way you said it.
No, I didn't say that. I said to you, based upon political analysis and identifying these particular people, we've watched it, and I gave you an analogy, and I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I gave you an analogy of how we saw Robin Lyons pull a big gun out at the last moment. She didn't do it a week before. She didn't do it 2 weeks before. That gave persons an opportunity to be able to decipher what she's doing and dismantle those particular things. She'd do it the day of. That was her trump card in the game. Okay? Sometimes you have a trump card. 3 weeks before the election, I think it was about 3 weeks before the election, everyone was chattering for the Free National Movement in 2017, indicating that we haven't seen Papa. Where's Papa? Where's Papa? Where's Papa? Then he pops up. Boom! Last minute. He tried to do the exact same thing for Dwayne Sands and Elizabeth. That didn't work. I don't think that diminished his political collateral. That's me. This is Howard Grant. This is Howard Grant. This is a masterclass of politics every time you see Hubert Ingram. However, whatever the issues is and the compound issues and the support that followed Joe Beth Colby, he couldn't beat that. Dwayne Sands and I had a conversation the night before election. A very candid conversation between he and I. And I care not to be able to repeat that. But I was on the position, and he had a strong position on some things. He was wrong. And based upon my political analysis and reach, I was right. But I gave him the grace of saying, boy, thank God, former prime minister did this and did that. Let's be very clear. Hubert Ingram is your trump card. There's no two ways about that. I don't care how you feel about it and all. Hubert Ingram is a trump card. But the first thing that you need to do in politics is show unity. You can't supersede the most recent leader to get to a former leader in the organization. Pull all the former leaders together and reject the most recent leader and say we're unified going towards this particular thing. Let's do it together. That's bananas to me. How is that being interpreted socially? I'm just interpreting. All I am is an observer from afar off doing observation. And observations say there's still a fraction. There's still issues. There's still inconsistencies. You got to fix that. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. And I'm saying to you, and I told you before, I'm not the oracle. I'm only an observer. And I listen to things and make a determination by reading the tea leaves. And I believe, based upon what I'm seeing, that if there is no silver and gold, we got to go where there is more value in the name. So you go get the old names. But is that going to bode well for your campaign in West Grand Bahama against the machinery? Say what you like about the tradition of politics in this country. Say what you like. That's your business. Then you say, Julian call, and Julian say, oh, they can drink them rum. That's say what you like. I from 8 Mile Rock, them people drinking rum. You know, question. I passed the bar as a candidate for the DNA in Central Grand Bahama. I just walked past the bar. Me and I had about 10 girls with me. We just campaigned in this night. It was evening, dusk. And we just walked past the bar. Hey, Grant, come in here. I said, no, man, you know, I'm not going to be able to. I had $0. I had $5 in my pocket. Five. $5 in my pocket. Five. They say, look at my, I would buy a round. Well, you know, the DNA is definitely not a party that seeks to be able to provide you liquor to get you intoxicated. We want you soap. This is me. This is my spiel. That's my spiel. Because I got to give you some words if I can't give you money. I said, man, you want me a campaign? You can't buy a bear? Don't play with me. Don't play this game about the posture of being able to hold up integrity within our political. Stop it, because I walk with the FNM also. Trust me, rum plays a significant position. Because you need these people inebriated. Because if they wake up and sober-minded to know that their broken position is going to vote for someone who can't help them, you may not get no votes. So stop it. Let's have a very clear conversation here. And be honest with ourselves about what our expectations are. Not our desires. Based upon the data on the table, what do you expect? Quick commercial break. We're going to be right back. Let's take a commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
Fidelity Canon this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account and you could win. Try our call them now. Yeah? 356-7764.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back. The lines are wide open if you want to be a part of the conversation. Cuss me out. I get a couple cuss on the thing here. Howard, you're not an authority. You are a non-agent. You need to get off the radio. Boom, boom, boom. Cuss. We sick and tired of you, Howard. I'm not going to fight you. I'm good with that. I think the truth is kind of hurt. I don't know whether or not this is turning the knife into the reality of what exists. Can we say that? Are we going to have a real conversation, or are you going to get me in your political feelings? Because I don't have no feelings about this. Either way, I come and work. FNM win, PLP win, either way. The political analysis or the historic analysis that I provide you for the politics that exist in this area is 100% accurate. 100% accurate. You could check everything. I could come and bring statistics for you. I tell you, I study this. I don't play with this. This is what I do. Now, if you ain't from West Grand Bahama and Bimini, then you ain't voting either. I know I ain't voting. I'm not voting. But I have intimate relationships with people who are calling me saying they're indifferent about what exists in this particular space. Why did this happen? Why did he come so early? My God. And you're fighting me for it. So what you want me to do? Jive and connive you? That's what you want me to do. When I'm doing it for the PLP, it ain't no problem. But as soon as I touch your beloved organization, oh my God, stop playing. You pull your card too early. That's point blank. It should have been done on the night of. And from you do that, they know that they got you running scared. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. What are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Doing okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Been on hold for quite some time.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Several points I want to make to the conversation. I'll start with the most recent. You referenced what took place with the FNM under the leadership of Minnis, when he was the leader in opposition running into the 2017 general elections.
Mm-hmm.
To my recollection, it didn't happen that way at all. Let me point out that a former prime minister doesn't just pop up on the scene,
mm-hmm.
Howard. And if you recall accurately, the relationship that Minnis had with former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, it was cantankerous. Okay.
It had begun to be rocky, but it wasn't as bad.
No. It wasn't just rocky, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted absolutely nothing to do with the Hubert Minnis, I mean, with the Hubert Ingraham era of FNM politics.
That's what he said.
He did everything he could to separate himself entirely, including gutting the FNM's council, who supported Hubert Ingram. And so once he realized, running into the 2017 general election, that the FNM wasn't gaining any traction, unfortunately for him, the FNM wasn't trending, he begged Hubert Ingram, I imagine, to come on the stage.
I like how you said it. You imagine. Go ahead.
To come on the stage, and Hubert Ingram never left any stage that they mounted, no matter what part of the country they were in. Hubert Ingram was on that stage. And so I made that point to make a couple of points, right? But primarily for this particular point right here, Howard, you don't wait until a day or two or a couple of days from the voting to bring out your big gun, especially when you are operating from a position of weakness. You need your biggest gun out there with you every day.
But hold on. Let's talk about battle. When you are coming up against the entire arsenal. They say the entire arsenal. This is the first platoon for the PLP.
This is the entire arsenal.
They got 10,000 to your right and 10,000 to your left. You need to stop it. You know I know better than that.
Howard, listen to me. All I'm saying to you is this, and then I get to my second point. When you are coming up against an astute, a formidable, a triumphant, a very successful, a strategic thinking prime minister, such as Philip Brave Davis, you bring out your entire arsenal.
Come on, stop.
When you're operating from a position of weakness.
That's enthusiastic. I appreciate it. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I don't know if it that. I don't know.
Let me move to the next point.
Go ahead.
You had a caller there who was trying to beat you down, right?
He won't cuss me out. I'm not going to fight him.
But look here. I want to send a very clear message to everyone who's listening across the nation. Well, good afternoon to the nation, first and foremost.
Go ahead.
My apologies. I said good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
The PLP is not a party that is about pushing rum. And
hold on, Anton. This is what your people calling and say. Ain't nobody say that about you. Nobody said it about the PLP. This is what your people call and say about the PLP.
No, that's what the caller said. That's what the caller tried to allude to.
Okay.
I heard Julian, and Julian indicated some things that occur on the ground. If you are speaking from a perspective of honesty, right?
Yeah.
When you go on to play domino and people more dry. You think they can play any domino with you? They can run you. You know just how the people of West Red Bomber. If you make the mistake with your $5 in your pocket and go on in that bar, boy, they're going to break every bottle on you.
Listen to me. I wouldn't even step foot in the bar. I poke my head and I say, well, you know what the DNA stands for.
You carry your broke
listen,
wherever you come from.
You know what the DNA stands for. It's definitely. I had to hit him with the spiel.
But look here. Let me just conclude with this point, Howard. I believe that naturally Hubert Ingram is a political juggernaut in this country.
Big time.
Right? He has come out of the woodwork. He has upstaged former leaders of the FNM and then taken their party on to victory. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Howard? Mm-hmm.
Yes, right here.
You know what I mean when I say upstage former leaders of the
FNM. You mean Tommy Turnquist? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
He took the reins of leadership from him right on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
My God, Howard.
But you ain't got to stretch it out wide and far. Just go ahead and say what you got to say. Go ahead.
And so, with someone like that, who was your biggest asset in terms of having the respect across, having served the country on 3 terms and still having a healthy respect and being regarded highly in the country, you need that person next to you every time you step out. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, I've been to many events where I've seen former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram, and I've seen the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, and I've seen Pintard just sitting in the shadows, and I've seen Hubert Ingram grabbing him by the hand and pulling him and telling him, come this way, shake this one hand. Let me introduce you to this person, you need that person at your side. Howard,
yeah.
Every step of the way. Not 1 week going into such a major by-election as what is happening right now in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Although at the end of the day, even having Hubert Ingram,
you're still going to be defeated by fellow Brian Davis. Now, to the last point, that one of your last callers made, Howard, all right? And I sort of agree with them, right? But it's never too late to do right. Mm-hmm. It is never too late to do right, Howard. Mm-hmm. You could do right when you're dying bad mm-hmm. and wind up with the Almighty in heaven. It is never too late to do right. Okay?
And
we are still the government, pardon me?
And in which sense? Oh, you mean the PLP? You still have a time for redemption as an organization.
Yeah. Even though we may not have opened the government complex, we are still the government of the Bahamas. We can still seek to make amends. We can still do right, and we have another 2 years.
Is this an admission of guilt from Anton? Is this an admission of guilt that the PLP didn't focus on Restaurant Bahamas and Bimini?
Howard.
You see what I did there?
Okay, all I'm saying, let me just add this point and get off this phone call.
Go ahead.
All I am saying to you, Howard, is it is never too late to do right by the people of the Bahamas, by the constituents, by the voters throughout the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It is never too right, and my Prime Minister recognizes the need to do the things that we started.
Hold on, you're going in campaign mode. I appreciate you, Anton. Thank you so very kindly for not getting to stop, right? You're going in campaign mode. You're a small boy. I'm not going to fight you. But you're going in campaign mode. I'm going to talk about these things. Somebody just text me, and I can read this text, right? You all really think I tin skin. You all really think this is like shift me or you know, the cut up I get in this country privately that I said nothing about. You think I'm not tin skin? I'm going to read this for you. So it says, good afternoon, Howard. You sound very disgruntled because you didn't get asked to run. This is funny. So it says, with Mr. Ingram on the scene, it's over. The FNM just secure the win. It's the same thing Dwayne Sand says. So he says, we don't want nothing to do with Minnis. He is a liability. Tell Minnis acronyms. CYC. There's a text that's coming through. These people text me. It's a text that's coming through. Right? Next text. It says, Howard, you talking garbage. Give it up, man. You ain't ready. There's a text that's coming through. And by the way, this is my personal line that persons are texting to. Right? Next text. Howard, don't let them stress you out. Right? Next. Oh, no. This is my wife texting me something different. Right? Let's go on. It says, Howard, you are very biased. If Ingram offered to speak, should the FNM say no? What makes you an expert? I didn't say that. I'm not biased. I told you I have the greatest regard and high esteem for Hubert Ingram. He could tell you how much time I call him and text him. He could tell you that how much email I sent him. Him and Perry Christie. I told you one is undeniably one of the best prime ministers in the country, and one is my favorite. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to lie. I don't have time to lie for that. All I am saying to you, in the nature of politics, the strategy that exists in this particular space, if there was not an economic accompanying to be able to fortify your campaign, you only could lean on relationships. And I'm only asking whether or not leaning on your relationships this early in the game, this may not necessarily be that early, but leaning on your relationships, does it have the same value? Or are you going to see the same upset in 2000 that you saw in 2021 with Dwayne Sands? It's just a clear conversation. Telephone call, go ahead.
Yes, Howard, how are you doing? Sharon Johnson. What's up, Sharon? Allow me to engage you as you did for the U.S. First, let me just say, right, I want to come back to you with Ingram and the response by the Progressive Liberal Party. But you must first accept that the FNM is under new leadership and a new vision for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. If you've been listening, not discounting any of the mm-hmm. previous leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come back to some other things on that. But if you look at Mr. Ingram speaking and the desperation in response to the PLP, I mean, they went back to Ingram one time must have buck his feet on the way into Parliament and it was going to fall over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like they just went back. Instead of addressing the issues, of the fact that they have no idea what Mr. Obadiah Roscombe had planned for Grand Bahama or for free, or West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Mm-hmm. Not one time have the PLP in the last 3 weeks mentioned what are these things that Mr. Obadiah Roscombe left unfinished or had planned to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you familiar that I co-host a show with Mr. Obadiah Roscombe leading up to the election?
I think you and Graham.
Yes, Graham did some appearances.
Yes.
But do you remember the name of the show?
No, tell me, remind me.
A New Day.
A New Day.
So I'm saying to you is that...
So they transpose the concept of your entire show into the campaign? That's what you're saying?
Very possible. You could take whatever you want. Because we talked about what was possible for Grand Bahama. Many of the things that it's in the PLC's platform, and I accept credible challenge to this, is just go to my webpage, go back a few years and see if you don't see it there. The blue economy, green economy, creative economy, digitalization, all of these different wonderful things that they say that we discussed and that Obadiah may have adopted as things that he wants to do.
It's heavy.
But even as he did that show, we must also recognize that the PLP knows, and PLPs in West Grand Bahama knows, and this is why you'll see their emphasis, and then they're bringing their whole entourage, hadn't really moved into the FNM areas, but was reconciling with the PLP, you know what they call the firewalls that the PLP have set up for as you move through their constituencies,
mm-hmm.
trying to reestablish that, even in the desperation of, in the area of a PLP firewall, it's trying to stop a park that was going to be done.
Mm.
So, and they had no shame in attempting to stop in stopping that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that, and this is why you see the PLP running a campaign on the memory of what Sir Lyndon Pinlin did, and the memory of what Obi might have done had he been alive,
or didn't have a chance to do. Yeah,
right. But the problem is that. You remember now, the very people who are now speaking for him tried to shut him out of even getting a nomination. So what happened over the last 2 years was a continuation, and even I put to you, putting him in social service and tying him up was also a strategic position to make sure that he wouldn't have been around in 2026.
I feel like, but for me, see, Alan, for me, that's neither here nor there. He's a part of the team. That's neither here nor there. He was traded to us. We have a responsibility. We still have an objective to be able to win. No matter how we feel about him, he on the team.
Yes, but you also have to understand winning is 50% plus one and the influence they had. Just remember now, the very person who they try to usurp his nomination with is now the current candidate. And when he went against Obadiah Roscombe in a runoff, Obadiah got 194 votes and he got 4.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, and so what is happening now? So if you go back to Mr. Pintad and his legacy on Grand Bahama, anyone on Grand Bahama knows from West End and all five of the constituencies know his active involvement in facilitating them before the hurricane, during the hurricane, and after the hurricane, and all through COVID, separate and apart from what government was doing and never ended the continuation of his involvement in assisting people, whether it's with homes and other different things.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a reputation here on Grand Bahama as a man of his word and a man of action.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that the PLP is trying to overcome by trying to appeal to their so-called, this is a PLP area, to their base. If only you guys could come out in numbers.
Now, I want to know this, because you're there. You're there on Grand Bahama. I'm sure that you could be able to see these things. In your last couple of seconds, because the lines are lit up, what do you see happening? Your analysis. Don't tell me your political, emotional positioning, desire. Don't tell me those things. Don't tell me the new vision from the FNM. Tell me what you see on the ground and the language that you hear and whether or not momentum is moving in one area or another. Go ahead.
But I've seen that the momentum on the ground has put, and this is not me, in fact, that I support at this particular time, the FNM, has moved towards the FNM or the FNMs have been
galvanized. As a result of Hubert Ingraham showing up?
He added an accelerant to it. Now, what is happening, though, is that you have on the ground PLPs who are dissatisfied for a number of reasons. from.
But they don't vote FNM. Historically, they don't vote FNM. They only can stay home.
No, right. But this is the point I came to you, is that they fight them to forgive, forget, let's make up and whatever.
But I like what Hubert Ingram do. I got to let you go, C. Allen. I got to let you go. Thank you so very kindly for your telephone call. I got to let you go. The lines are lit up. But I like what Hubert Ingram did. He's very clear about the fact that we don't expect you to be an FNM. Lend us your vote. I like to tell you, this is a masterclass. Don't fight me. I love Hubert Ingram. I tell you, this man is a master at what he do. I would piss it with him to take notes. All I am saying is, whether or not, strategy-wise, you pull the arrow too quick. Quick commercial break, right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau was king.
The Grand Bahama News Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Store, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian News Parade.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Let me get right to these texts. I want to be able to read these before we get out of here. Relationships mean so much more than capital. When people are fed up, you could spend your last. See what happened to Shane with all that money. He's getting nothing politically from the standpoint. It says, the day after election will be the reckoning. I believe that the people will speak resoundingly for whatever political organization. This will be a new precedent for the next general election. I believe this with my whole heart. I believe this. I believe this. And we've already got a precursor to this from the PLP convention. I hear what Fred Mitchell says, whether it's 50% and one, but 200 for a novice politician in the back room of political organization to come close to an astute political juggernaut that is Fred Mitchell, says to me that something's changing. I believe, like this text is saying, that this will be a new precedent set for the next general election. It says, this is the most sense that Anton ever make, except for that little piece of PLP winning at the end. That was funny. Best of luck to all parties, as the text is coming through. So it says, stop lying. There's a text that says, stop lying. You don't do it for the PLP. You sit there with Fred and acted like a poodle in that interview. This is a text that's coming through. I'm going to read the text. It says, and when you talk against the PLP, you give them a little tap on the butt. Not the same standard for the Free National Movement. I guess you are still hurt by what they did to you. That's one thing that y'all do constantly. You psychoanalyze these particular things and not look at the bare bones of what exists. Okay, so I'm not going to fight you. So for the record, I do not support the FNM or the PLP. Minutes had to go, and I'm glad that the human people got rid of him as the prime minister. And judging from your past 2 years, Mr. Davis had the poor leader too. He needs to go, and I pray that his term is less than 4 years. If you truly want to be effective, stop pandering out of fear and be fair to both sides. I think I am. I'm not going to fight you. Let's go. Says, how much do you think that the PLP is paying Anton, Mr. Grant, because he can't be such a sycophant? Says, Howard, play Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to hold him. Do that for me. Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold him. Let's just play this song. What are you getting at, right? Okay, there's a text come through. Guys, I appreciate this. I want to tell you that you can be mad at me all you want. I know politics is get people, you know, get your knickers in the bundle. I'm not going to fight you. It's cool. What you don't know, anger hurts you too. A lot of these texts, you mad because of this, you mad because of that. Trust me. You have no, absolutely no idea. But I sit in the posture of grace with gratitude for an opportunity to be able to talk about national growth and development, whether you like it or not. Many times, that growth and development has to find its way meander through the bushel and the thick ruffles that exist within our political organizations. Sometimes you just got to pull our machete out and keep pushing to the day of tomorrow. Guys, till tomorrow, till next time, it's forward, upward, onward, together, Bahama Land. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. I'll see you tomorrow right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy yourselves.
Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet. And his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time.